Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Kenton.
Kia ora, Alice.
Oh my gosh, I just heard the sting.
Yes. It's legit.
It is. I feel validated and seen.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. It is lovely to have you back. If people missed last week, you're our new Stage Direction correspondent.
Oh, I love correspondent. Does that mean I get a clipboard and a roaming microphone?
And you get an
earpiece. Clipboard if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I want someone to snatch a mic from me while I'm on screen.
Yeah.
I know we're in radio, but if someone can snatch my mic, I would feel validated.
Kanye West moment. This person deserved this award. What is going on in the world of theatre at the moment?
I mean, apart from it all being fucked, we're coming up to a comedy fest, which the New Zealand International Comedy Festival,
nice.
Which obviously occupies most venues around town for the next three-ish weeks. So actually, this is a dark week this week. Now, that terminology for people who don't work in the theatre is that there's nothing on in the theatre and it's giving venue staff a chance to fucking rest up
cool.
and prepare.
You need that. You really do. Because it's a lot of long shifts when you get a fest coming up.
This is true. No sleepless nights, like lots of that kind of stuff going on. So yeah, so Dark Week, obviously, so we're kicking off next week on the 4th, and places like Basement, Q Theatre, even Auckland Live, they're the ones that are holding a bunch of different things. And I guess it depends what your vibe is to either the venue you go to or the kind of slot you go to.
Got ya.
So I think that's something people don't kind of get with comedy. It's like, if it's an earlier slot, maybe it's like it might be a newer comedian or a comedian that's got more friendly content.
Got ya.
And then perhaps as it trundles off into the evening, you're getting something maybe a bit more raunchy, maybe a little bit more kind of testing the waters
on that one. Yeah,
that thing. So, I mean, obviously Basement Theatre is a theatre. So the people that are being programmed there are a little bit more theatrical, or they might have a finger in many different pies. There's a few different ones on. So Bubba, which is Sione Leo'o, who was in Sis, if you know the TV.
Such a good show.
Yeah, amazing show. So they've got a show up, Bubba, and it's stand-up, but again, it's like storytelling.
Cool.
Which is going to be awesome. Maria Williams, who won Best Newcomer 2019, is back with its Anxiety the Musical.
Rock and roll. Wow, we all need a bit of that after 2020, surely.
Yes, and I think Maria's like, she just is so great at speaking to that, like, what is the consciousness of, like, what is going on in your brain around
that kind
of stuff, which is gorgeous. And then Abby Howells, who is a music, she's a theatre kid. It's Harlequin, which is a musical comedy feminist kind of thing going on.
Rock and roll.
Which is great because it is an award-winning show. She's done the rounds, which is also the thing, like, you know, when shows have been up and they've done a couple of seasons, you know they're going to be a little bit more crisp, a little bit more polished, that kind of thing. Barney Duncan, who is he's obviously been around the bloody woods for years. I don't know whether I'm mixing my analogies.
The theatre woods.
Yeah, the theatre woods. Is coming out like Gollum. He's doing a new show, which is always really exciting because he's kind of like physical theatre, a lot of clowning. It's a weird, when we talk about clown or clowning in theatre, people are like, like gross, like clown.
Is it like the little tricycle and the big red nose?
Yeah, that kind of. I think that's what people, they think big top.
Yep.
And like, look, it's a valid art form for sure. I'm not wanting to diminish it, but actually it exists as a kind of theatrical mode as well.
How would you sort of like explain clowning to someone who is expecting a wig and some, you know, face paint going on?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's like in the way Mr. Bean is clowning.
Okay,
you know?
It's
a way in which there's a, I guess in the theatre, le jeu, or like the way of like play. It's like, so you have a relationship to an audience. It's childlike, it's naive, and it sets up a contract. It's play, it's fun, it's all that kind of stuff.
Mean.
It's not always. always funny as interestingly. But
can be quite creepy in a cool way. I've seen some very creepy clowning, not in your clown phobia way of creepy, but just in it's very confronting physical theatre sometimes.
Totally. And there's like a kind of an offshoot is Buffon, which is a kind of dark clown, which is that view of like that clown is going to tell you all your secrets on stage, and you're like, please don't, but do. Like, I can't, but I want to. That kind of thing. So yeah. Finally at the basement, Paul Williams as well, who is actually Maria's brother, but let's not talk about sibling rivalry or anything, but it's also on the same venue. Basement obviously have got those they seem like they're some mix of early mid-career artists. The view is that maybe the work that's happening in there is, as I said, a little bit more theatrical, a little bit more storytelling.
That sounds awesome. I think that's a very nice entry into how to tackle the comedy fest, because when we get these festivals, which we're so fortunate that we can have at the moment, it can be quite daunting to be like, there is so many names on this piece of paper, I don't know all of them, what do I go and see? So
absolutely, it is.
It's a little crash course there, Alice.
Oh look, and hey, I think you can take a gamble. If you don't know a comedian, if you've only read the 50 word blurb, just do it, because it's great, you'll have fun. And even if you hate it, you can spend the rest of your night talking about how horrible it was.
Exactly. Everyone loves to have that.
That's
why
I love to go on dates to the theatre, because I despise theatre and I love to talk about how much I hate it.
Excellent stuff. So if people want to find out more about the Comedy Fest, their website, that'd be the best place to go.
Absolutely. And I think it's good you can bulk buy tickets as well if you want to go there. I guess over the next few weeks I'm probably going to be absorbed with that kind of content. If you hate comedy, then you're obviously a miserable bastard, in which case there is actually one night only, there is a dance show, Auckland Live at Town Hall. It is Battle Zone, and it's a bunch of crumpers, hip-hop, there's like Prestige, IDCO, all those guys as well. So if you don't want to partake in Comedy Fest, you can go and watch gorgeous bodies battling it out.
Hardcore. Alice, thank you very much. Sounds like some mean stuff happening in Tamaki Makaurau. We'll catch you in the theatre.
Always my pleasure.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.